Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word Kate. Kate.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Can't believe we just hit 6 million. So crazy.
Yep.
All right. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. This live show that you're listening to now in multiple states is recorded, and you can listen to it on podcast. And we just hit 6 million on that. And just make sure that you share. We need to educate America. And this is a great place to do it. And so I really appreciate all your comments and everything. Make sure you go to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. What a fantastic company putting out a great product that helps build your immune system from within. Remember the immune system we have on the inside of our body? It's still there. It didn't go away in 2020. And it actually is fighting for us every day. And so you can strengthen that. And really, that's really what you need to do. I mean, I can't be more plain about that. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. I would never talk about this product unless I loved it. I would never talk about it unless I knew that it could do amazing things for you and you're going to feel so much better. So really appreciate that. Also go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, friend of the show, and just an amazing all-around guy. You'll be supporting with both of these sponsors the show, and also you're getting fantastic products. You can get up to 70% off on MyPillow. And do it. The code word is Kate, of course, always Kate, and you're going to get up to 70% off right now. They have a killer Christmas special you've just got to take advantage of right now. So make sure you go to MyPillow.com and BalanceofNature.com. Get those products. My guest in this section of the show is Senate hopeful and running for the Senate there in Illinois, where this show runs as well, and running against good old Tammy Duckworth, who is just such a disappointment. And I say that, Tim, because she clearly is and has been, and I'm so glad to see you running for office. And I'd like for you to let people know just a little bit about you, and more importantly, why you want to do this. Why do you want to run for Senate? It's a crazy time right now, but I really want to hear your story on a citizen that wants to run for the Senate in a state like Illinois, and you're extremely conservative, which I like. So welcome, Tim.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
So, yeah, Tammy has been a train wreck. She ran as kind of a moderate Democrat. She really favored veterans, you know, because she is a veteran herself.
Sure.
And so that's really how she got elected. But since she's been in office, she's really done absolutely nothing for veterans. And in fact, when COVID first, you know, all this first happened, there was a veterans facility in LaSalle that had a huge outbreak, and a lot of residents died. And that's on her watch. You know, she completely dropped the ball. She could have helped that situation. They could have taken care of that a whole lot better. Her and J.B. Pritzker, just two peas in a pod, they completely dropped the ball. And because of that, a lot of veterans lost their lives. And so that's something that I've heard as I've been around the state from a lot of veterans is they disown her. You know, they say she doesn't speak for us. We don't like her. We don't want her in office. So But that's not really the reason I ran. I'm from Southern Illinois, which for a lot of different people that means a lot of different things. basically, for a lot of people, anything south of I-80, south of Chicago, is Southern Illinois. But it is a huge state. So I'm about 6.5 hours south of Chicago. So I'm way down on the other end of the state, and there's never been somebody from this part of the state in the U.S. Senate.
Interesting.
So basically, I'm in a part of the state that has never been represented properly in Washington. And so, you know, regardless, Democrat or Republican, that's something that's a huge concern for me because we have different values down here than they do in Chicago.
Right.
And we're just not seeing those values represented. And fundamentally, the big one is Christian values. You know, we're a big Christian area, and we believe in our religious freedom.
Yeah.
And so that's something that, you know, I believe that God called me to do this, and
Excellent.
So that's why I'm running.
Excellent. I love that, because I love it when people are really bold with that, because we need it right now more than ever. And, you know, when we're talking about what you can do in the Senate, and you're running, this is Tim Arview on the line running for United States Senator there in Illinois. When you're running for office, you know, I think right now, as we can see with Rand Paul, we've had him on the show too, and just a couple of people have the backbone for the Senate. And what's your backbone like? Because right now it seems like there's only a few in there that are actually going out on a limb and talking about the things and doing the things his grilling of Fauci, and doing the things that the majority of America wants to see, because these hoodlums basically, in my opinion, stole the whole entire White House. And so what's your opinion on what you need to be able to make a difference in the Senate?
No, you're exactly right. And for me, the main one is having the courage, having the guts to stand up and say, you know, I'll hear a lot of people running for office, and they'll talk about, you know, they'll say my faith or something to that effect, but they're not really specific with it.
Right.
And I issued a challenge on Facebook, and I know that there are other people. You know, I know some running for local offices and that are Christians and do speak out.
Right.
But on a national scale, we don't see that. We don't see people really standing up for their beliefs like that and really speaking out and not compromising. And for me, integrity is the main, you know, if somebody were to ask me, what is the fundamental trait of someone who is an elected official, whether that's president, governor, doesn't matter, you know, whatever it is, what's the fundamental trait they should have? It would be integrity. And that's that they're the same on the outside as they are on the inside. It doesn't matter if you see me in my house or you see me in a public office. I'm going to be exactly the same. I'm going to have the same values, and I'm not going to betray those values. I'm not going to compromise on those values. And that is, to me, that's what makes you a real real elected official, a real representative of the people. And I'll even tell people, I've been saying this to everybody I meet. My job, I don't feel like, is to try to cater my beliefs to what you stand for. But I'm just going to tell you what I believe. And if you agree with me, if we have the same beliefs, then vote for me. And if we don't have the same beliefs, then vote for somebody who does share your beliefs. You know, but I'm not, just because you tell me you don't agree with me, that's not going to change what I believe. I'm not going to change my stance on something just because someone says, well, then you're not getting my vote. Well, okay, that's fine. I believe what I believe, and I'm going to stand for it. And I agree. I love Rand Paul. I heard that with Fauci. That was that was a pretty awesome deal.
How much of that stance is based on the Constitution?
Oh, that is the Constitution.
It is.
I mean, that that is what we, you know, that's what our founding fathers said, was that that's why they put the power in the hands of the people and not just in some elitist group somewhere. You know, that's not what it's about. It's about the people standing up for their own beliefs and their own freedoms and defending those freedoms and liberties themselves and not depending on someone else to do it.
Right.
You know, and so really it even comes down to, like, we call our representative leaders, and they should be, but leaders in the sense of we're the ones showing, you know, being an example. The Bible even says that, be an example of the believers, you know. That doesn't mean that everyone else just gets a free ride. It's a fight for everybody, and everybody's going to have to fight for their own freedoms. But we need people to stand up and say, we are going to support those freedoms, and we're going to support the people's ability to defend their own freedom.
There you go. Uncle Milty?
I have a question. You know, originally in the Constitution, senators were elected by the state legislatures. And the 17th Amendment changed that. Do you feel that what separates you now from a member of the House? Because you have to go out and get votes and represent a constituency rather than your state.
You're exactly right. And if Democrats would have their way, it would just continue to be that. Where, well, in fact, in Illinois and other states too, but the two chambers are redundant. In state government, those two chambers are, what's the point? What's the point of having a different chamber if they're elected exactly the same way? So I agree with you that that isn't what our founding fathers wanted when they separated those chambers in the legislative branch. The point was to have two different views of government and two different ways to govern.
And you know, it's funny, I'm not even going to ask you about what led up to this point career-wise. You know why? It truly doesn't matter. What matters is, what would you do in the Senate? Do you have a backbone to do it? Are you okay to stand apart? What, on the bought and sold scale, what number would you be? And, you know, and you know what I mean? I mean, those are the questions people should be asking. It doesn't, shiny poster, nice family, everybody has all of those things. But what makes the difference is, what kind of courage level, what kind of backbone, and what will you do? What are like, say, the top several issues right now that you'd love to be able to get in there and say, I am going to go to town on these three things? What would they be?
So number one is abortion. As a Christian, you know, I believe that life begins at conception. In the Bible, God said, you know, when you were in the womb, I knew you. So God even says, you're a person. Well, he says, before I formed you in the womb. So really, in God's eyes, even before conception, before we even realize there's another living being on the planet, God already knows that. And so that's the big one for me, is no abortion at all.
The murder of babies, let's stop that. And the states can do it. The states can do it. You don't need anything with, you know, Roe versus Wade. States can make their own decisions on that. That was a decision only for Texas. And they all the states just caved anyway. What else? What else do you think right now is harming us as a people right now that you could do something as a senator?
So, you know, a lot of Republicans push the Second Amendment, and I agree that is a huge one, because if we don't have the ability to defend ourselves from those tyrannical governments, then everything else doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, we have to have the ability to keep and bear arms. And I've heard it said, and there's no real, you know, there's no real objective data to prove this, but I believe this the same as other people have said, that the reason America has never been attacked on our own soil, except for Pearl Harbor and 9/11, but those are, you know, kind of extreme examples, but never actually, like, in a war, they haven't come to the U.S., is because our citizens are armed, and they know that.
That's a standing army.
Know that, and they're not going to try to come in on it.
Right,
you know?
90% gun ownership. It's crazy.
Yes, that is something that we have to absolutely keep. We cannot... we cannot bow on that at all. Can't compromise on that at all.
Okay. And then about the Supreme Court decision today, if it got down to the money and the feds tried to instill some, like it was a press conference, they turned into a mandate, by the way. And if they tried to get the states to do it, what would you say to the federal money? Because they might try to use that as the string to keep the states in line with what they want, knowing they don't have the authority to do it. What would you say to that?
Yeah. I was actually, I was listening to your show there a little before I came on, and I completely agree. You turn it down.
Right.
We don't need it.
Don't need it at all. I love it.
Illinois, in fact, Illinois is in a in financial straits because of federal money. And it's the same even on an individual level. You know, we talk about health care costs. Well, the reason health care costs are so high is because of insurance.
Right.
So when you have someone else paying your bills, then you're not really realizing how much everything is costing you.
Yeah.
And you end up spending way more money than you should. And that's exactly what's happening on the state levels. When they get federal money, they're just spending the money without really, you know, counting the cost and seeing what it's really costing us.
Right.
So I'd turn it down. Absolutely.
I love it. I like that you're running, and I really appreciate you. And I hope Illinois pays attention to you. I hope they give you a chance in this. And I think, you know, a lot of people use a lot of credits of working in government for gobs of years to their credit. It isn't a credit because it's not, it only means that they're entrenched in a system that has been harmful thus far. So I really appreciate that you're doing what you're doing. And I hope you have the backbone to do it. I think you do. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Yep, thanks.
Really appreciate it. Tim Arview is running for Senate in Illinois. Make sure that this will be turned into a short cast. Make sure that this gets sent to everyone you know that will be able to vote for him. Appreciate you, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And, of course, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Do not go anywhere. And a lot coming up, and we'll take some calls, too. Be right back.